So it doesn't matter how we worship, does it? Some would hardly agree with that, and then add, so long as our worship is in sincerity. After all, they say, the Bible is filled with ambiguities, so the higher power, whatever that is, will accept anything we sincerely offer. Have we really considered where that philosophy leads? If not, stand by for a shock. Christians who believe that worship doesn't matter adhere to a counterfeit brand of Christianity. In fact, worship given for our own pleasure is paganistic. I will defend that statement. There are many incidents recorded in the Bible that speak to God's insistence on proper worship. Sin preceded Cain's murder of Abel. But there's another incident with which all Bible students are familiar. In Leviticus 10, two newly appointed priests decided to burn incense in a newly constructed tabernacle using unholy fire, fire that did not come from the brazen altar just outside the tabernacle door. God called their fire strange. So what was the result of their using it? Fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Although their act of disobedience may seem small, even insignificant to 21st century folks, it was not small or insignificant to God, not then, not now. Immediately after Nadab and Abihu dropped dead on the tabernacle floor, God said, "By those who come near to me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all people, I must be glorified." So then and now, Christians must worship God who created them and let pagans worship the gods that they have created. I'm James Andrews, and that's my humble opinion.